And away we go, another day here on the early show on WWGH Radio, Tuesday, October the 29th, 2019. What would that be? 10, 19, 29. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour, and we've got a great show today. It's kind of interesting as we move along the week. I don't know what happened last night. Now, there are two instances that I want to tell you about here, and I think we've got a pretty interesting program this morning. Now, last week, I was telling everybody on the program about how I was shaving, and I had cut the area between my nose and my upper lip last week, and that was just awful. Blood everywhere, a total mess, about bled to death, chipped my apparently aortic artery. And, you know, I survived that, so that was okay. And then late last week, I believe toward the end of the week, I had cut my chin, but that was just a small cut. That only bled for maybe like a minute, and that was easily plugged up, and you wouldn't even know that that happened. Well, here I was this morning, shaving, and of course I'm kind of being ginger with those two areas because I don't want to open up those cuts, and I would imagine the one over my lip is totally gone, and the one on my chin is probably totally gone too because it wasn't a big cut to begin with. So I'm shaving the side of my face, and I think you can probably figure out where this is going. I'm shaving the side of my face, and all of the sudden, as I'm shaving, you know, right around my jawbone area, I get a little bit of pain. Not a whole lot of pain, but just a little bit of pain. And I think, well, what was that? That's very strange. So I finish shaving my face, and then I look over and realize that there is a little blood on the side of my face. So somehow I cut the side of my face. Now, here's where we are on this whole thing. Because I think I've learned how to shave. I've been doing it for quite a while. So my guess is maybe I need a new razor or a razor blade. Or do you just think that I've become totally inept and I can no longer shave? Does anybody have any take on this? Because it could just be the razor blade, because that's where I'm going to go tonight. I'm going to completely switch out this razor that I'm using because I think it might be the problem. Although it doesn't have a dull blade on it because I'm still shaving and everything's coming off, I don't really understand why I've lost the ability to shave. It's very strange. Does anybody have any tips or thoughts on this? I know last week we talked about the styptic pen, which stops the bleeding if you do cut yourself shaving, which I have not gotten one of these yet. I know I'm behind the times. I need to go out and get one because the old method of trying to plug it up with toilet paper or whatever else you have in your bathroom just does not work. So I'm going to have to go out and get one of these styptic pens. But does anybody have any idea what might be going on with me? Why all of a sudden, after all these years, I've lost the ability to shave? Very interesting. Well, interesting to me. I don't know if it's interesting to you or not, but it's interesting to me. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Now, also wanted to talk a little bit about a subject that we've been talking about a few days here on the air, and it's been, does Wendy's restaurant serve breakfast? Now, in Marion, they do not, because I made a special effort this morning to pay attention as I was driving by Wendy's, because I come down Route 95 in Marion to get here every morning, and I pass McDonald's, and they've always got a line around there, and I pass Starbucks, and they've always got a line around there, and I pass Tim Hortons, and they've got some cars there, not as big as McDonald's and Starbucks, but they've got some cars there. And I pass by, yeah, Burger King, and they are open. And there's a few cars there, not as many as the other places, but they're open for breakfast. And then I go down past Wendy's, which just is the last place that I pass, the food place, before I, you know, hit Center Street. And they were not open this morning. There is no breakfast being served at Wendy's here in Marion. Now, so say all that. I get to the station this morning, and the person who has been telling me that Wendy's does serve breakfast took a picture, it was already here when I got here this morning, of a Wendy's cup with bacon on a napkin that they had already been to Wendy's this morning and had their morning breakfast. Now, there are two things strange about this. Now, number one, I'm not denying that this could have happened because as we talked about yesterday, maybe there are certain Wendy's that do serve breakfast and certain Wendy's that do not. Maybe there are Wendy's in Columbus that do serve breakfast and Wendy's in Marion that do not as of yet. But when I looked at this Wendy's breakfast, I do see the Wendy's cup. There's no doubt about it. There is a cup from Wendy's restaurant. But the bacon is not in any kind of container. It's not in a Wendy's container. So I'm starting to wonder, maybe this person, because this is somebody who would like to prove me wrong, I think. I think they enjoy proving me wrong. This is somebody who maybe has fried up bacon in their own house and taken it to work, got a Wendy's cup, filled it with the beverage of their choice, which, by the way, I never know what's in this cup. I don't know if it's soda. I don't know what kind of drinks that Wendy's would even serve in the morning. Do they serve orange juice? Do they serve coffee? Do they serve tea? I don't even know what Wendy's would serve in the morning for breakfast. So I'm not sure what's in this Wendy's cup. And I'm not sure if the bacon was prepared at Wendy's. Now, I'm not denying it, because it is totally possible that breakfast was prepared at Wendy's, because some people have called in and said that there are Wendy's in Columbus that do serve breakfast, so I don't want to deny this, but I don't know yet. I have not seen systemic proof that this is the case. Now, okay, now wait a second. Another picture just came in here. Let's see. Okay. It's Coke in the cup. I do have a picture of the cup now. It's Coke in the cup. And here, there is a container that does say Wendy's with bacon in it. It's like the container that they put salad in. So it's a container from Wendy's. Now, here's the weird thing about this picture that was just sent to me. And by the way, if you ever want to send me a picture, you can do it by email. I'll get it instantly on the air, instantaneously, scott@wwgh1071.com, or send it to me on Facebook. If you friend me on Facebook under Scott Spears, I'll get the picture right away as well. But here's what's strange about this picture. Now, the Coke is there, and it's ready to go, and it is, but here's the thing. The Wendy's container that's containing the bacon, there's some kind of green object on top of the container. Now, I'm pretty sure this green object did not come from Wendy's. I don't know what this is. It's some kind of a spiral object. But I'm not even sure what that would be used for. It's certainly too small to be a hair tie. I don't know what that is. It looks like a broken headband. You know, the headbands that the girls used to wear all the time. It looks like a green broken headband. So I'm not even sure what that is. So I'm not sure what the green object on top of the Wendy's container of bacon is. But maybe we'll find that out as the morning goes along. Okay, we've got another Facebook message in here. Wendy's new breakfast menu will roll out nationwide in the first quarter of 2020, coming from CNN. So how about that? See, CNN has done away with that hard news. Forget the politics. Forget the world disasters. Wendy's is going to let you know when breakfast is going to be served at Wendy's. Or CNN's going to let you know when breakfast is going to be served at Wendy's. The first quarter of 2020. So does that mean that here in Marion, in the first quarter of 2020, so after New Year's, when you're at your party, New Year's Eve, and you're celebrating, and you've got your hat on, and you're throwing your confetti, and it's 2020, and that's always a big one because it's the start of a new decade, does that mean that in 2020 we'll be celebrating breakfast at Wendy's, that on New Year's Day you'll be able to get up and go to Wendy's for breakfast? Do we even know what will be on the Wendy's menu as we kick off 2020? Apparently bacon. I wonder if that's something that's on the menu or if that's something you have to special order. I just want a side of bacon. I want a Coke and a side of bacon. That's what I want for breakfast. I don't know. And I'm not sure what that green object is on top of the bacon, but maybe we'll figure that out as time goes on. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I certainly appreciate the Facebook messages because I know a lot of people can't call in directly because they're busy working, so that's a way to do it. But the toll-free line is up and running, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have anything to add to this Wendy's breakfast bonanza conversation that we're having here on the program this morning? It's always fascinating to discuss things like this because I believe this is stuff people really want to know about. I think people want to know stuff like that. Can I go to Wendy's and get breakfast? What's going on here in town? When's the Dunkin' Donuts coming? When's the Panda Express going to open? When's the smoothie place next to Jimmy John's going to open? See, that's what I think people really want to know. Does anybody have any information of that kind they would like to share this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383. Here comes a call. Let's take it. Go ahead, caller.
Bacon and coffee at Wendy's for breakfast. I think I've died and gone to heaven.
Well, do you think that would be good?
Are you kidding on keto?
Oh, I guess that would be on a keto diet, wouldn't it? But no, see, this person who is sending me these pictures has, it's bacon and Coke.
Well.
Now, that wouldn't work on the keto.
Yes, it would. Well, not regular Coke.
No, you can't have regular Coke.
Yeah, you can't ever.
But do you think Wendy's has good coffee?
Oh, it's been a while since I've had theirs, but yeah, see, if I recall correctly, it was okay. I don't know that it was anything outstanding, but because I used to go in there. See, if you're a senior, if this all still is, because I haven't been in there for a while, but seniors get their drinks free, Scott.
At Wendy's?
Yes.
Oh, man. Well,
oh,
see,
my, yes.
This is a whole reason to become a senior.
What do you think I did?
Well, I didn't realize this. See, those are the little perks in life. Do you have to tell the little person behind the counter that you're
a senior?
I don't
know. Somehow she seems to always know.
Oh, does she? See, that would be a reason for me not to go there.
No, not really, because, like I said, I haven't been there for quite a while now, and I would always say senior soft drink or senior coffee and then order what I wanted. And believe you me, that's a nice perk.
So Wendy's did have breakfast at one point.
Oh, years ago I think they did. But I'm just talking about regular eating meals. You know?
Well, I just got this. People are sending me things on Facebook. It says the full menu, this is from CNN, somebody sent it from CNN. The full menu consists of 9 sandwiches. 3 are on croissants, including 2 options with egg, sausage egg, and Swiss cheese, or a bacon, egg, and Swiss sandwich, and a maple bacon chicken croissant.
Yes, but do they have sides, like just it, you would just order bacon?
Well, see, it looks like they have the menu here online. Mm-hmm. Now, I do see you where you can get a soda with your breakfast. I do see that. And there is a coffee mug there, so I'm going to assume that that's a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really well, there's something there on the side. I don't know if those are hash browns or if they just cut up the fries from the night before and put them on the plate.
Oh,
I I don't know if that's those leftover sea salt fries they couldn't unload the night before or what that is.
Well, when you just said bacon, I just visualized the bacon on the side, like, you know, other things. And I thought, now that's okay, because I really hate to, if I'm out and about and I really need to pick up something for breakfast, I hate to throw the bun away, and I'm getting used to it now, but that goes against everything I'm about. Well, is throwing away my English muffin, and I didn't think you'd want it, or I'd have dropped it off to you.
Well, it's interesting because I don't... when this first came about, this person who was sending me this information and swearing up, down, left, and sideways that Wendy's was selling breakfast, and I said, well, no, they're not. I pass by there every morning. And they said, well, I don't work in Marion. I work outside of Marion, and the Wendy's that I go to sells breakfast every morning. Mm-hmm. So I wonder why we're being left behind here.
Well, I think they're probably just trying it out, maybe. You got to kind of try things out. You know, a lot of these places do that.
Oh, I'm getting word from this person that they're potato wedges.
Oh.
Not leftover fries. Not. I guess I misspoke on that one. And also, it's being reported here to me. Now, this won't be good for the keto.
Yeah.
But the real estate agent just posted 2 days ago that the lot where Dunkin' Donuts will be located was just finalized.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. That's nice. That's a great addition in there because, well, that should, even though it was technically the business, commercial in there, that's why they wouldn't have any problem getting it then because it's already been a zoned commercial.
Now, but will you be able to go to Dunkin' Donuts?
You're funny, Scott.
No, because I worry about that because I don't think they'll be open for a while, and you're happy that Dunkin' Donuts is coming.
Well, I'm happy for everybody else, and I'm happy for the city, you know, to get that extra, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that location will be in the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll be there at Dunkin' Donuts because...
Oh, I bet.
No, well, you know, it's interesting because I'm not a big donut person to be... I couldn't tell you the last time I had a donut, but... it's one of those things that if it's placed in front of me, I will eat. And for some reason, I have always preferred Dunkin' Donuts. Uh-huh. I don't know if that's a childhood memory or if that's because they've been gone so long and not accessible. I don't know what it is. But for me, Dunkin' Donuts are better than Krispy Kreme. They're better than Tim Hortons. And this is just my opinion. I'm not trying to, you know, knock the other restaurant.
I remember we would stop there on occasion and bring home, some. And they were very good, so, yeah.
Now, why do you think, because this has been going on a few mornings now, why do you think that this person is so desperate to prove me wrong about this Wendy's serving breakfast?
Because this person probably sees it for themselves and thinks, I'm not imagining this. Of course, I don't know who this person is. Maybe this person is just... He's playing with you.
Well, I do know who the person is.
Okay.
And what I thought in the beginning, because this person's a very nice person, but I thought when they said this and I knew this not to be true, the first thing I thought was mental illness.
Yeah, well, that would pop into your mind. I thought every time you bring up, apple butter, I think mental illness.
Oh, about me? Oh, no. They'll be taking me out of here in a straitjacket. I don't know who'll take over this show.
You got to get over this, Scott.
Well, what's your recipe? Let's lay it on the table.
I don't have a recipe.
Well, I'm upset because I cannot. This is apple butter time of year. This is fall, and I can't get a good bottle of apple butter to save my life. I mean, this is awful. This is torture. This is.
Well, you're just gonna have to deal with it. I don't.
Oh, did you have a chance to listen to the show yesterday?
Yes, I did. I just didn't have any time to call, but yes, I did have it on.
I just wanted to make sure that you knew that I do still have, even though we've moved, I do still have your dish.
I know you do.
Yes,
I must. I want to see the new digs, anyways.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So I'd say you'll have to come up maybe Wednesday, Thursday, because we're here longer hours those days.
Yeah.
From 8 till 1 or. Is it one? Yeah, I think it's one. We're here 8 to 1. But it's in the cabinets here. I cleaned it all up for you, and I made sure that it did not get broken in the move. But there's a lot of work that goes into a pineapple upside down.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you to say.
Well, I appreciate it, because we have, as I said yesterday, and I'm sure we have loyal listeners. We've had the cookies delivered, the pineapple upside down cakes. We've had Moxie soda for Charlie and RC Cola, and somebody did bring me apple butter at one point. Nobody's ever shown up with donuts, but we did.
Oh, my. Now, maybe you said the wrong thing there.
I don't know. That's a tough one, I think, for people.
Yeah.
But and they show up every year with those god-awful fruitcakes, and Charlie uses them, but I use them for doorstops.
Uh-huh.
That's
uh-huh.
That's what I use them for. Or I use them for anti-theft devices.
It's a good place to store your pens, too. If you take them out of packages and lay it down on your desk, you can shove your pens down in there, and they're not going to go anywhere.
No, that thing, you know, last year, I guess I can let this secret out of the bag. One of the reasons we had to move out of the old studio was we had counters where the equipment would sit.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, Charlie had one of these fruitcakes. And he was taking it out of the wrapping, and those Claxton fruitcakes, you know, they're very hard to get out of the wrapper.
Uh-huh.
And Charlie accidentally, you know, slipped as he was taking the Claxton out of the wrapper, and he dropped it, and the table collapsed.
Oh, you're kidding me.
It broke it. Broke the table straight in two, and and we had to move after that because, you know, the table needed, we didn't want to replace the table.
Well, so I smell a lawsuit there.
Oh, it was bad. I just thought if he drops this on his foot, he's going to really have a flat foot. He'll never get in the Army. What's going to go on there?
I don't know, but I heard on the news this morning they're talking about, and I'm trying to think of where it was. I don't know if it was Chick-fil-A or what, but some man was suing because they had this special chicken sandwich they'd brought out, and when he got to the window to get one of them, they were all out of buns. And he suffered mental, you know, problems after that. He's suing for $5,000.
For mental? Oh, man. Mm-hmm. For
I heard it on the news because I thought, tort reform?
I tell you, people will sue for anything nowadays. My gosh. You know, and here we are. I thought about this as I was driving in this morning. 7 days from Election Day now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank goodness. All these signs will be gone.
I think that every year. But it's just because this time of year is so beautiful out anyways, and then you have signs peppering, you know, everything. But it is what it is, I guess.
We'll be into Thanksgiving before you know it.
Oh, I know, and I'm in no hurry. I'm trying to slow down fall because my favorite time of the year, and I just don't want it to go so quickly. I just want it to creep by now. I can slow down because we were sitting out on the patio yesterday about 2 o'clock, and the sun felt so good beaming down on our heads, and just perfect to me. Perfect weather.
And we are having a real fall this year.
Yes, we are.
This is exactly mm-hmm. how fall is supposed to be every year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of unique that that's happening. Now, I did want to ask you, because I know you heard Sean and I the other night doing our little travel log, our Charles Carolt.
You made me laugh out loud in bed.
Really?
You guys.
Well, that wouldn't be the first time that's happened.
But, and I don't mean that as an editor.
But it's funny because what did you find fun? Because those are all true stories.
That's just it, you know, about how you would say, well, what the reason why we're here? What do you think the reason why we're here? And then Sean would come back to you, and I can't pick anything in particular, but one time he said, you know, you went back and forth and said something so funny, and I just laughed out loud. I thought, this is...
Well, he's so upset about that double-breasted
maybe
sports
that's
coat.
What it was. That could have been what it was.
I don't know why he got so upset about that. He said he wanted a sports coat,
mm-hmm.
and I said, okay, well, this is one.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be good, and when he got it, he couldn't get out of it.
Maybe he felt like Little Lord Fauntleroy in it.
It might have been. It might have been, and I felt so bad about it because I you know, I want people to have the right sports coat, but apparently this thing went
well,
right.
Well, now
to
I think we can go back to the frock, can't we? We know that probably he wanted a new frock.
It could have been a frock. I wonder if maybe there's a frock. Now that's English, right?
I don't know if that's where it, the term came from or not. All I know is just I always think of an old-fashioned little outfit as a frock. You know, like...
Well, here's what I can ascertain from the whole thing. I think maybe in that conversation, which I enjoyed having on Saturday night, is that I think I'm maybe I have the bitter because we're in this great fall and I cannot get any apple butter.
Yeah, I think that's probably what
it
is.
It's probably wearing on my nerves.
I think it probably, every morning you wake up and you think, is this going to be another day I cut my face and don't get any apple butter?
I know. One of these mornings I won't show up because I'll have bled to death.
Well, we'll know where you're at.
You'll know where I'm at. You'll say, well, radio host bleeds to death. And I do hope when Dunkin' Donuts finally does come to town that somebody goes over there and lets them know that I've talked about this every single morning.
I do too,
morning.
I hope so.
I have prepped them. Today, our question of the day, interestingly enough, was going to be, where can you get the best milkshake in town?
Oh, well, you're asking the wrong person.
Oh, that's right. That's
keto. I never was into milkshakes anyways.
Really?
How about Steak and Shake? I've heard people say they're very good out there. I don't know.
A lot of people do like the Steak and Shake milkshakes. I don't know because I'm honestly not a big milkshake person myself. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you the last time I had one at Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure, but I was also trying to think that back in the old days, did Isley's, did these like Gallagher's downtown that people like to talk about, did they have
milkshakes? Oh, I'm sure they
milkshakes?
Did. I don't recall. That just never was number one on my list of things to want all the time was a milkshake.
No. It's an interesting thing. Well, I thank you for calling. It's always a pleasure.
You're very welcome.
Take care.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. See, those are the type of listeners we like here. We like to have conversations at this station. And now the cat's out of the bag. The question is today, where can you get the best milkshake in Marion? Or do you have memories of milkshake past? It sounds like a Christmas story. Do you have memories of milkshake past? Was Isley's a good place to get a milkshake? Was Gallagher's, did they sell milkshakes? Were there restaurants in town that sold milkshakes? I don't know if George Kasotis sold milkshakes or if Mr. Turoff, George Turoff, did down at Turoff's. By the way, I saw George Turoff, was it 2 days ago? I think I saw him 2 days ago. Doing well. I'm sure he's still making those pies. 740-383-9944 if you'd like to call in. 740-383-9944. 40 minutes past the hour here, WWGH time. If you'd like to weigh in on the milkshake thing or anything we just said in that particular conversation, which was a lot of fun, give us a ring. 740-383-9944. Coming up on 41 minutes past the hour. Now, there's something I want to get into here, and I'm not sure exactly how to do it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with something else, and then we'll come to this other thing. Okay, we do have two questions in our trivia search that were left over from yesterday. Now, these questions are about breakfast trivia. And we do still have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. And we have tickets to Sleepy Hollow down at Tecumseh, which runs through Thursday. Now, the two questions we have yet to get answers for, although we did get guesses yesterday. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? Now, you can come within five of this. You don't have to be right on the dot. If you come within five, I'll give you the answer. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? And then the other question, which I will also let you come within five of, how many types of Dunkin' Donuts are sold in the United States? Does anybody know this? How many types of Dunkin' Donuts are sold in the United States? So if you know the answer to either one of those questions, you can call in and get a prize, or just call in and prove that you're the smartest person in Marion today. 740-383-9944. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? Or how many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? And if you come within five, you will be the winner today. Now, one thing we've done all this week that's been a lot of fun has been slogans for cereal. I give you the slogan, and then you give me the breakfast cereal name. So I'm going to give you three new ones right off the bat today, because I think we got through four of these yesterday, three or four, through the course of the program yesterday. Okay, here are the slogans. You tell me the cereals. Full of surprises. Does anybody know what cereal that is? The slogan is full of surprises. Go ahead, caller.
You're talking about shaving?
Yes.
The razor blades are terrible anymore. They don't stay sharp. They cut your face up. I finally rescinded and went to an electric shaver.
Well, see,
I get a close shave every day.
Well, it's interesting because three cuts later, in the course of 2 weeks, I'm wondering what the problem is.
Yeah, I don't use a safety razor anymore for that reason. The blades are terrible. And a dull blade will cut you quicker than a sharp blade will.
Well, what do you think the problem is with these blades? Do you think they're trying to force us all to electric razors?
It must be.
Now,
you're talking about Wendy's.
Yes.
On the breakfast, well, our local Wendy's, at this time, will never have breakfast because they don't want breakfast. It's a franchisee decision. And the fellow that has our franchise, he has two in Marion, three in Delaware, and two in Mount Vernon. And he doesn't want to serve breakfast.
Now, I wonder what his issue is with breakfast.
I don't know. Probably extra costs and extra training and, you know, it just, and extra hours. But see, they don't open until 10:30 here.
Now, do you think he can block that when they roll it out nationally in 2020?
Well, yeah, because he's got a choice. He's franchisee.
Well, see, I always wonder how much the franchisee has in the deal, because they have to call it a certain name, they have to have it look a certain way, they have to have certain cooking utensils there, they have to sell certain things.
But if you go to McDonald's, they don't have everything that, you know, like some of these specials. A lot of the franchisees don't have them. The company stores do and the franchisees don't. But I'm not sure, but I think most all of Wendy's are franchised.
They could be. I know that was one of Dave Thomas's.
They have pretty much latitude to do what they want. They have the regular menu items that they want to, you know, they want to do something extra. Years ago, Wendy's sold hot dogs.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
my kids love the hot dogs.
I've always wondered about that. Is there any place in Marion, drive-through-wise, that you can go through and get a hot dog?
Yeah. Sonic.
Oh, Sonic has hot dogs?
Yeah, Footlongs. Footlong Coney's. And they also have Footlong cheesesteaks.
Well, I guess Dairy Queen and Stewart's Root Beer probably have... Yeah, they have footlongs as well.
And Jersey has footlongs in season.
Yeah. But is there a restaurant outside of Tim Hortons and places that strictly deal in donuts, is there a drive-through restaurant or even a restaurant where you sit down where you could order a donut?
Not to my knowledge.
I wonder why that is, because a donut goes with breakfast like bacon and eggs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wonder why you can't get them in restaurants.
I don't know.
So
I'm ready. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so call back in. 740-383-9944. We've got our trivia questions out here, and maybe it is that razors are just, the razor blades are becoming no good anymore. That maybe we all have to go to electric shavers. Have you people out there listening who deal in blades, have you found this to be true, that it's just better to go to an electric shaver, buy that one time, and be done with it? You know, I had an electric razor at one point, but I didn't use it very much. I don't know why, I can't remember why I did not gravitate to that electric razor. There had to be some reason, I'm sure. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you talk about donuts and stuff. Andrew's Pastries in town, they have donuts and they can fresh every day here in the Servec Center.
They do, and Andrew does a great job with that. But I was just wondering, is there a restaurant in town besides a shop that deals in donuts? Is there a shop where you could go and get a donut?
I don't know, but I know Andrew's. They do have quality stuff, and they've been in town like I'd say 30 years or so.
Yeah, Andrew does a great job out there. Now, do you go out there and get donuts?
Now and then I do, not too much. I'm not a big donut eater, but they're nice. I mean, and you know, one thing about Andrew, it's clean. It'll be clean if you work for him.
Very clean.
Yeah. Yes, it's clean, and the people are clean. You don't have to worry there.
No, it's a very nice operation, and like I say, that's always been one of Marion's treasures, I've always thought, because Andrew went to culinary school, I believe, out at Tri Rivers, and has just done a tremendous job. Now, I don't make it over there all that often, but what other things does Andrew sell?
I can't tell you. I just usually go and get some donuts and fritters and stuff like that for somebody now and then. But I know it's all fresh because a lot of places like Motor Mart and Speedway, they get theirs shipped in, they're froze, and then they put them out. Wait a minute. Motor Mart, it's fresh from Andrews. That's about the only place in town now that I think gets Andrews is Motor Mart. They're fresh.
Well, I certainly am glad to hear that Andrew's doing well and continues to do well, and that is the go-to place for donuts, absolutely.
You know, it's hard for little business to stay in business the way the rents and stuff are in this town on people, you know? I mean, that's the big thing. Unless you own the building, the rents eat you up.
Well, that is true. That's one of the biggest overhead costs in any business you will have is rent, and that can knock you out of the box pretty quick if you're a commercial property.
Yes, it can. And you talk about razors. I just use one of them Gillette safety ones, and I use this blade probably 6 months. It's a double-edged blade, but I never cut myself, you know, and I like them.
Well, see, I don't know, because I've never had a problem with razor blades until the last week, and I don't know what's going on, because I don't think there's anything different about my face, and maybe it's just this particular razor blade. Maybe I just got a bad one.
Okay. Also, you don't have high blood pressure, do you?
No.
Mine being pretty high, and if you get touched, you know, it'll really pop. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, because yeah.
Have you ever got your blood tested lately?
Well, to
see what your pressure is?
Yeah, matter of fact, I did have my blood pressure tested. When was that? It was about a month ago. I think it was late September.
Okay.
And everything was good. I'm not on any type of blood pressure medication or anything.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So I don't think that it has anything to do with that. But I tell you, the day that I cut the area in between my nose and my upper lip, boy, did that bleed. And you would think that area, there would not be that much blood in there.
Yeah.
That was something.
Yeah. That's pretty easy anymore to bleed to death, you know.
It is. It definitely is. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I enjoy your show.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. Those are the type of dialogues that I like to have. 740-383-9944. Talking about razors this morning and donuts. This, I don't know why that's weird to me, but why can you not go into a sit-down restaurant or a fast food place and get a donut? Have you ever thought about that? Why you can't do that? I don't know what the reason is. Or where are the best milkshakes in Marion? Does anybody know that? If you were going to get a milkshake, where would you go? I know we have a lot of places that sell milkshakes. Those are something you can get in a lot of restaurants. Okay, let's run down the questions here again. Dunkin' Donuts sells how many cups of coffee every second? Does anybody know this? Dunkin' Donuts sells how many cups of coffee every second? If you get within 5, I'll give you the answer. How many types of Dunkin' Donuts are sold in the United States? And if you get within 5 of that one, I'll give it to you. How many types of Dunkin' Donuts are sold in the United States? Now, we've had fun with this one as well. I give you the slogan for the cereal, and you give me the cereal name. Now, I'm going to give you three here again. Here we go. Full of Surprises. What cereal is that? Full of Surprises. Does anybody know that? Here's another one. A Bowl a Day Keeps the Bullies Away. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. Does anybody know what cereal that is? And here's another one. The simpler, the better. The simpler, the better. So those are your slogans for breakfast foods. The simpler, the better. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. And full of surprises. Does anybody know what breakfast foods those are? Those are the slogans. Full of surprises, a bowl a day keeps the bullies away, and the simpler, the better. Does anybody know what cereals those are? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, if you call and it's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on calling back. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo, which are good through the first of the year, and tickets to Sleepy Hollow down in Tecumseh, which runs through Halloween. So there we go. The simpler, the better. What is that? A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. What is that? Full of Surprises. Does anybody know what breakfast food that is? Dunkin' Donuts sells how many cups of coffee every second? How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? Now, they can only put out so many donuts every morning, and I think it's usually between probably 20 and 30 types of donuts in the shop. But they change the varieties up every day. So how many donuts does Dunkin' Donuts have in the United States? And the slogans, yesterday we were knocking these slogans right out of the park. Today we're not getting there. Full of Surprises. What breakfast food is that? A Bowl a Day Keeps the Bullies Away. What breakfast food is that? And the Simpler, the Better. Does anybody know what breakfast food that is? 740-383-9944. Now, don't forget, we've got Adam the Computer Guy coming up today from 2:10 to 3 p.m. We have got Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today. And we've also got the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m. So a whole day of programming here on WWGH Radio. 55 and a half minutes past the hour. Now remember, Swap Shop with Glenn Coble is on every Thursday from 12:15 to 1. Now, last week, I think Glenn got a few fewer calls. Not too many fewer, but a few, a couple, maybe. Does anybody have any suggestions on the old Swap Shop? Because I know people wanted this program back, but is there anything that would make it more interesting to you, more accommodatable? Because now we're going into the fourth week. I think tomorrow will be the fourth week that it's been back. It's every Thursday from 12:15 to 1 with Glenn Coble, and it's basically like Tradio used to be. Any suggestions on this? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are wide open here. And also, as we went off the air yesterday, we were talking about apple fritters and banana fritters. And I'm not exactly sure what a fritter is. I see these in the store all the time, but I never really... I don't think I've ever bought one. I don't think I've ever tasted one. Now, somebody called in yesterday and said Jeff Ruth was a connoisseur of fritters. Now, I don't know what the story is behind that. I've never heard Jeff talk about fritters, but I think they said he got his fritters at Andrew's Pastries. And it's interesting because the caller there just said that he got his fritters at Andrew's Pastries. So, does anybody know what it is about the fritters at Andrew's Pastries that are so good? And what exactly is a fritter? Now, I assume it has apples in it. But I think there are also banana fritters. I don't know if bananas. Is that just the same thing with bananas? I really don't know. I've never had a banana or an apple fritter. But to me, a banana fritter sounds better than an apple fritter. It's like with the donuts. I would rather have a glazed donut than a powdered donut. And I still, did we ever get the name of those donuts that come in the orange bag? You know, you can buy them in the grocery store. Everybody buys them. But they're the little donuts that are brown and circular. And they come in the little, the orange bag. You can get them at any grocery store. And I think some of the grocery stores are even starting to sell generic versions of this donut. But it's the little brown donut that comes in the little bag. The bag is orange. It really sticks out to people. They haven't changed it in years. What is the name of that donut? Because I'm sure it has a particular name. And people love those. They love to dunk those in coffee. They love to dunk those in milk. And that leads to a whole thing with coffee cake. We talked about this a little bit one morning. What exactly is coffee cake? I'm not a coffee drinker, so I've eaten coffee cake. Somebody has given me a piece. But it's what it's got crumb. Is it just a crumb cake? Is that what it is? And why does this go with coffee? Why is it so synonymous with coffee that they call it a coffee cake? I don't understand that either. And our trivia questions are still out here. What breakfast food has the slogan "full of surprises"? What breakfast food has the slogan "a bowl a day keeps the bullies away"? What breakfast slogan is "the simpler the better"? How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts have in the United States? And if you get within five, I'll give you the answer. 740-383-9944. Those are the questions on the table this morning. We're going to break. Come back in about 15 minutes with much more, all kinds of questions, and an interesting question I'm going to ask you. So don't you dare go anywhere. Ungoogleable.
Did it? That's what it was. People thought I was dead. And I would walk into a Bloomingdale's department store. The salesman said, "You know, you look like the late Abe Vigoda." I said, "Oh, really? Well, then I think I'll buy a suit on, now that you mention that." "Why?" "Because I'm alive." The man couldn't believe it.
To Emmy